Home Study Lesson Ether Chapters 4 through 12, or Unit 30. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied Ether Chapters 4 through 12, or Unit 30, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Ether Chapters 4 and 5. Moroni sealed up the writings of the brother of Jared and taught about the conditions we must meet before we will receive that record. From these teachings, students learn that as we exercise great faith in the word of the Lord, He will, in His own due time and way, bless us with further revelation. Day 2, Ether 6. From the Jaredites' example of exercising faith in the Lord while crossing the great waters in their barges, students learned that as we trust in the Lord and do His will, He will direct the course of our lives. The winds blew the barges to the promised land, and students learned that if we trust in the Lord, adversity and hardship can help us progress and attain promised blessings. Day 3, Ether Chapters 7 through 11. When the Jaredites ignored the brother of Jared's warning and chose to have a king, students discovered that rejecting the words of the prophets leads to captivity. Shual was a king who ruled in righteousness. As his people began to repent and listen to the prophets, they began to prosper. Students learned that as we repent of our iniquities, we begin to prosper. The Jaredites eventually fell into wickedness and illustrated the truth that supporting secret combinations leads to the destruction of individuals and societies. Day 4, Ether 12. From the prophet Ether, students learn that when we have hope and faith in Jesus Christ, we will receive strength to be steadfast and abound in good works. Moroni wrote that if we desire a witness, then we must first exercise faith in Jesus Christ. From the Lord's answer to Moroni's concerns about his and the other Book of Mormon writers' weakness in writing, students discovered that if we humble ourselves and exercise faith in the Lord, then He will make our weakness become strong. Introduction. This lesson focuses on Ether 12, 23 through 41. Moroni taught why people have weaknesses and what they must do to overcome them. Suggestions for teaching. Ether chapters 4 through 11 and chapter 12 verse 6. The Jaredites prosper and are blessed when they are righteous. Assign 3 students to review and summarize the following chapters using the chapter summaries. Ether chapters 4 and 5, Ether chapter 6, and Ether chapters 7 through 11. Ask another student to review Ether 12 6. Ask them to share with the class one or two principles they learned. Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 41. Moroni expresses concern about how the Gentiles will respond to the Book of Mormon. Write the word strong on one side of the board and weak on the other. Give students a moment to ponder what they feel are their strengths and what they feel are a few of their weaknesses or inadequacies. Explain that in Ether 12, Moroni taught how our weakness can become strong. Invite a student to read Ether 12, 23 through 25 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the weakness Moroni felt he and the other Book of Mormon writers had. What weakness did Moroni mention in these verses? What did Moroni worry would happen because of the weakness of those who wrote the Book of Mormon? After students respond, have them read silently the Lord's response to Moroni's concern in Ether 12, 26 and 27. Looking for why God gives us weaknesses. After students have had time to read the verses, remind them that Ether 12, 27 is a scripture mastery passage. To help students better understand the word weakness in these verses, ask a student to read the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "When we read in the scriptures of man's weakness, this term includes the generic but necessary weakness inherent in the general human condition, in which the flesh has such an incessant or constant impact upon the spirit. Weakness likewise includes, however, our specific individual weaknesses, which we are expected to overcome. End quote. From Neil A. Maxwell, Lord, Increase Our Faith, page 84. You may need to explain that the general human condition Elder Maxwell spoke of refers to the weakness that comes to men and women through the fall of Adam. Because of the fall, we are all prone to temptation and human imperfection, in addition to our own personal shortcomings. Invite students to identify a principle taught in Ether 12:27. Students may use different wording, but they should identify the following principle. If we humble ourselves and exercise faith in the Lord, then He will make weak things become strong unto us. To encourage application of this principle, write the following on the board. Number 1. Recognize my weakness. Number 2. Humble myself. And number 3. Exercise faith in Christ. Invite students to write these phrases at the top of a piece of paper. Under the headings, ask the students to ponder and write, now or later, number 1, a weakness they feel they have, number 2, how they can humble themselves regarding that weakness, and number 3, how they can exercise faith in Christ so they can receive His help, or grace, to overcome this weakness they have listed. When they have finished, encourage students to place the paper in their personal journals or in some other place where they will see it often and be reminded of the effort they desire to make. Testify to the students that as they humbly strive to overcome their weaknesses, the Lord will help make weak things become strong unto them. Invite students to read Ether 12:26 and 28, looking for how the Lord further responded to Moroni's concerns about his weakness in writing. You may want to ask the following questions. In Ether 12:26, Moroni mentioned meekness, which is to be gentle, humble, and submissive to divine will. Why do you think it requires meekness to overlook the weaknesses of others? How can the Lord's grace, His help, or divine enabling power help us not to take advantage of the weaknesses of others? Emphasize that as we develop faith, hope, and charity, the Lord's grace will help us when we are faced with the weaknesses of others. Summarize Ether 12:29-32 by explaining that Moroni reviewed the importance of exercising faith and the witnesses and miracles it brings. Ask students to read Ether 12:33-35 and identify what Moroni wrote about the importance of exercising charity. Why is it important to have charity when we are confronted with the weaknesses of others? Invite students to share with a fellow student what they are doing to seek to have the grace of Jesus Christ more fully in their lives. Time permitting, you may want to invite a few students to share with the class how seeking to be closer to Jesus Christ has influenced their lives. Next unit, Ether 13 verse 1 through Moroni, chapter 7 verse 19. As students prepare to study the next unit, encourage them to consider the following. What if all your friends and family were killed, and you were the only one left alive who was faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ? Both Ether and Moroni experienced this type of aloneness. How can you endure any trial and obtain eternal life? Moroni 7 explains how faith, hope, and charity are necessary to obtain these gifts.